Lewis, how are you?
Doing good. Nice and busy.
Well, folks got an opportunity to get 3 extra days to get taxes done. We've got a few things we need to do for those folks who haven't got them done yet. How can folks get their taxes done for free, even at this late date?
Well, they can go to the IRS website, irs.gov. That's the only real IRS website. There's some phony ones out there, so be careful. Go to irs.gov and click on free file right from the homepage. You can do your taxes for free. If you make less than $58,000, you can choose a tax preparation software. It's the brand name stuff that you usually pay for, but it's free on our website. And there's 16 different software companies that provide this service. You pick the one that's right for you. It will prepare your taxes for you and file it electronically. Now, if you make over $58,000, we have what's called the free fillable forms. And these are the forms that you would normally just spread out across your table and fill out longhand. These are available electronically. It'll do the simple math for you. But more importantly, it will file your taxes for you electronically for free. And if you e-file and use direct deposit, you get that refund, and most people get a refund. You get that refund in about 10 days or less, as opposed to if you do paper and ask for a paper check, you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks.
What can folks do if they don't have the money to pay taxes that are owed?
Well, there's lots of options. This is the year, if you're unable to pay, we have given great flexibility. We're going to work with you. Don't hide. Don't not file. The thing you want to remember is file, because even if you can't pay, we're going to be able to work with you. And if you don't file when you pay, when you owe, you're looking at 10 times the penalty, as opposed to being, as opposed to somebody who files their return and is unable to pay. So make sure you file that return, even if you can't pay, because the penalties are so much worse if you don't file. And what we find is that people are usually, once they start not filing, they continue year after year, and it becomes a huge nightmare and a headache. And it's easily avoided, and we're going to work with you. That's the main thing. And if you haven't filed and you're getting notices, don't ignore those notices. If you have problems, we're here to work with you. I know it sounds counterintuitive. The IRS is here to help you. We really are going to work with you. We don't want people to go into hiding and have this incredible, you know, burden and this dread of not having filed. If you can't pay, we'll work something out.
All right, Lewis, how do people check on their refunds?
Well, there's two ways. Well, 3 ways, actually. There's the old-fashioned way, which is you call us, and that's 800-829-1954, and just have your name, your Social Security number, your filing status, married, single, and so on, how much you're expecting back, and we'll figure out your where it is in the process and when you should expect it. You can go to our website, click on Where's My Refund? And the latest, we actually are in the 21st century. We have a phone app. So whether you have an Android system or you have an iPhone, go to your app store or go to the Android marketplace, and for free you can download IRS to go, and that's the number 2 to go, and you will be able to find out where your refund is and when to expect it into your account or in your mailbox, just by putting a few pieces of information.
Lewis, what's the percentage of people who wait until the last day to pay their taxes?
To the last day, I don't know, but the last week, it's about 20%. And the thing that you would think is holding them back is that they owe. And that's not the case. It's the same amount of people that owe and that are due a refund. It's the same average. So we get, in the state of Michigan, we get 83% of people who get money back, 17% who owe. And it's that same percentage that wait until the last minute. You would think that it's all the people that owe that wait till the last minute, and that's not the case. So it's a little bit curious, but it's the nature of some folks to just procrastinate and wait until the last minute.
All right, Louis, before we let you go, one more time, give that information where people can go, website and phone, to get the taxes done. Those apps, too, would be handy.
Sure. If you want to know the latest information and where your refund is and do your taxes for free, irs.gov. That's the only real website out there. The app is called IRS, the number 2, and GO, IRS to go. It's a free app. Check on your refund and get IRS information. And you can call us at 800-829-1954 to find out the status of your refund. So lots of information out there. It's all free. We don't have a lot of time. We've got till midnight tonight, but you can still do your taxes for free and file it electronically for free.
And
so don't freak out.
Louis, what I've noticed also is that the post offices are not staying open till midnight. They're closing at normal times.
Yeah, well, you know, over 70% of people in Michigan are now filing electronically. So back 10 years ago, it made sense for them to stay open late because so many people waited till the last minute. But people are waiting till the last minute, but they're doing it in their pajamas.
All right, Louis, as always, thanks so much for your time. Louis Garcia with the IRS. We'll talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.